is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about the horrific terror attacks on churches throughout Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. One woman lost her 11-year-old son in the attack, but she says she's holding on to the promise of heaven. Find out more about this woman's great faith after this word from our sponsor. Have you recently gone through a major life event, like a divorce, loss of a loved one, or loss of your job? Have you been experiencing anxiety attacks due to stress-related life events? Are you isolating yourself from your family and friends? By combining biblical wisdom with clinical expertise and mental health, our counselors do their best to invite God into the conversation and formulate actionable plans that address the challenges their clients face. The goal is to help your well-being so that you may feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. Faithful Counseling's unique platform holds several advantages over traditional face-to-face therapy, as it allows you the ability to connect with your counselor at any time. Counseling is not limited to individually scheduled sessions, but it can extend to text-based counseling whenever your counselor is marked available. It also gives you the choice of communicating with your counselor in the manner that is most comfortable and convenient for you, whether by phone, video call, or even messaging. It offers you drastically more affordable rates than traditional face-to-face therapy, and it also gives you the assurance that your counselor will be a good fit. You're always welcome to switch to a different counselor if you need to. Just go to faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews and receive 10% off your first month. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. Again, that's faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews. The world is still grieving the deadly bomb attacks on Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka. Terrorists set off explosions in Agombo, Batticaloa, and Colombo. And as of this recording, the death toll has risen to 359. That number includes at least 45 children. ISIS took responsibility for the attacks, which they focused on churches during their Easter services, as well as nearby hotels. A blast in Batticaloa killed 29 members of Zion Church, including one woman's 11-year-old son. Zion Church pastor Thiru Kamaran and his wife are still grieving the loss of their young boy. The pastor's wife says their young child was happy, content, and never said anything bad. He had few to no enemies. She says this, "These killers have shaken our peace and left our family and many others in great distress, though we did nothing to harm them. I saw many children die as I was working in the Sunday school, and now those images will stay with me forever. I thank God that I will see my son again one day because of the promise of heaven, and I pray that no one else ever has to suffer the deep loss I have had to endure." End quote. Police have arrested over 70 suspects, and at least one of them was educated in the UK. Wilson Chowdhury, chairman of the British Pakistani Christian Association, says his organization is hosting a prayer vigil to honor the victims. He says this, "In our cosmopolitan city of London, such attacks cause outrage to the many different people of all faiths, or none, who are horrified by the twisted ideology that seeks to destroy our peace. Global persecution is on the rise, and I urge the UK to take seriously their review of the matter under the auspices of Jeremy Hunt." He also said this, "Christ is our healer, and we look to him at difficult times such as these, choosing to simply pray for our persecutors and hope that they will change their hearts." End quote. To learn more about the attacks on Sri Lanka, visit charismanews.com, and be sure to keep tuning in to the Charisma News podcast for more updates on this story. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.